Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're going back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
Okay, Ben, I have a mystery possibly solved based on just internet speculation and rumor. You were just talking previously about whether or not the Mavericks, why would they play the way that they played the night before? And I had mentioned to you what Rick Carlisle said about, well, you know, we got to warn against letting our guard down. Mm-hmm. So there is a couple of big prominent Mavs Twitter accounts did a podcast after the game, and apparently no one listened to it. So the guy, Kirk, tweeted, "Judging by our downloads, no one wants to hear about the loss to the Grizzlies, blah, blah, blah." Well, then a guy that tweets under the name Ja the Baptist, I mean, clearly a reference to Ja Morant, from Memphis said, "LOL, the Mavs closed down a brewery here the night before."
Oh!
"With some staff working past closing because they were reveling so much." "I think some players didn't take the matchup too seriously or wanted to have a good time and knew their matchup would be pretty far removed from the limelight."
Such a good drop.
So,
do we have two sources on that?
No, it's a guy on the internet. However, that combined with what Carlisle pulled out of his butt in the pregame presser to let everybody know, want to make sure we're all dialed in here, everybody, I think is pretty revealing.
Wow.
So we'll see. Then Luka, you know, blasted out there, bounce back. So if Luka goes out there tonight and dances for 30, 10, and 10, then we'll go, cool, what's next?
I hope he doesn't play much tonight because they don't need him.
Yeah. Last night would have been the perfect night to have the Pelicans out to Roller Town.
God, no doubt. Well, dude, have you seen who the Pelicans are missing tonight?
No.
No Zion. No Brandon Ingram. No Lonzo Ball. No Steven Adams. Oh. No Jason Hart. So that's basically an NBA starting five that is out tonight.
So I want to get into some traffic issues. KT sent over this thing from carinsurance.com. It's pretty fascinating. The other night, I had gone to a restaurant in the middle of my neighborhood. And it was a Friday night, and I had played basketball, and I went and met some people at our little neighborhood bar. And it's a restaurant, and I had dinner there. And then everyone went their own way and was leaving. And some of the people I was with had been there and had been day drinking. They'd been there all day. So they're hammered. And but my other buddy who met me there to have dinner also had no drinks. I didn't drink. I just was exhausted. I just played basketball. I went and met him. It's fun to be the only sober person there and watch everyone be drunk.
Ugh.
And ate, and then we were leaving. And so I was actually in my golf cart, and my buddy was in a car in front of me. And his wife was one of the ones that had been there all day, and she was kind of staggering around the parking lot or whatever. And so when they got in their car, and I was about to make a U-turn, they were making a left in their neighborhood. Out of nowhere, this police car came flying through the intersection and pulled him over. And it was like, "Hey, you didn't use your turn signal." And keep in mind, he's 100% sober. And he's like, "Yes, I did. I did use my turn signal." And, you know, the officer talked to him, and there's like, he's fine, obviously. And like, "Okay, you're fine. No, just a warning, no ticket or anything." And he's like, I don't understand. I did use my turn signal, but it just brings up the fact that, hey, here's a bar or a restaurant, and is that a common practice? I don't know. Like, it's like this. If you were a police officer, if I was fishing, would I fish in a stock pond? You know what I mean? It's kind of profiling. It kind of seems wrong to wait.
Hate it.
Right? It seems wrong to wait over by a bar.
Right.
And just pull someone over for no reason and try to see if they got a DWI.
Policing needs to change.
That's wrong, right?
This is very upsetting to me because there's people that have lost their lives over stuff like this. You don't need to pull someone over because they didn't do a blinker. This is a huge problem, and there's a massive divide. And so if police are doing things frivolously, no matter who they pull over or what race they are, that's a problem.
And think about that. That person was... That person, now, under the circumstances, if you had staked out that parking lot and you saw somebody, one of the parties, stagger out to their car and think, oh, that car's been there all day,
mm-hmm.
you might think, all right, this is a perfect target to get, and I'm just going to say that they didn't turn their blinker on and pull them over. You know what I mean? It just seems wrong.
Targeting doesn't need to happen with people who are law enforcement.
Right.
They don't need to target.
It just seems like a bad, even to even worry about it right there seems odd.
It's
right?
terrible.
But I don't know. I don't, you know, I don't.
It's got to change. All of this will change. Yeah. All of the way that they've been trained, all of this will change over time. Right now, they got to figure out ways to just be able to communicate with one another. But it's very problematic. And in every major city, have you guys seen much studying done on, what do they call it, middle night raids or no-knock raids.
Yeah, no-knock raids.
Where, you know. So what do you think's going to happen? What do you think's going to happen in a country where we have Second Amendment rights to have guns if you just barge into someone's house in the middle of the night? What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
All of that has to change. It's dangerous.
Right. But it's like, it kind of gets back to that, that whole thing. It, you know, I can't remember the last time I was pulled over. It's been a minute. Have you guys been pulled over recently?
No, maybe 2-3 years.
I don't even know the last time I've been pulled over.
It's been a while.
I have been pulled over on a road trip within the last 2 years, and I remember getting pulled over and looking at my radar detector going, why didn't I turn you on?
Yeah.
If I could just turn you on, I wouldn't have got pulled over. But I don't know that I've ever... There's only been one time I've ever been able to talk my way out of a ticket, and that was on a road trip to... I think it was to San Antonio. We're going for Cowboys camp.
Mm.
And we were on the way, the highway on the way from Dallas to Austin is the Autobahn. When there's students going back to the University of Texas.
I made that drive so many times.
That stretch, dude, people, those students haul ass.
Yep.
And it's seems dangerous, right? Because they're weaving in and out, they're going really fast, and now I sound like the old man, you kids get off my lawn. But I got pulled over on making that trek. And I was like, the officer that pulled me over, there were so many cars that were going so fast, so close to each other, I thought, man, how does he know it was me?
He's not going to know, right?
There was another car that looked just like mine that passed me. There really was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how does he know it was me? Like, what is the software? He holds out his radar gun. He sees somebody speeding. It doesn't imprint on my car, though. And so this officer came up to my car and was like, hey, I clocked you doing so-and-so. And I was like, I just was like, what the hell, man? I was like, I think it was another car that passed me that looked just like mine. Did you not see that car?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, he paused. And that's where I knew. Uh-huh. I was like, I'm not getting this ticket. He was like, well, I shot you doing that. I'm like, no. I wasn't speeding. A car whipped by me that looked very similar to mine, but that's probably the car you want. And he'd end up not giving me a ticket.
Yeah, no.
Were you in the right, or did you make that up?
No, I was in the right.
Oh, okay, good.
I was in the right.
But even if you would have made it up, it's still like something where you have to go, because pulling people over on the freeway seems like a bad idea. What? Right?
Right? Because it's so dangerous?
Just there's just so many lanes. Like, why?
Yes.
It seems like a difficult thing. Like, maybe not mess with the freeway. Be there if there's an accident. Be there if something happens. But, like, pulling people over on the freeway? Dude, freeway's kind of the Wild West.
I always freak out because I don't know exactly where to pull over or if I've pulled over enough.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, officer. Like, I don't know.
I'm not pulling over. Let's get out of traffic before we pull over.
Yeah.
Too. Let's get over to this Home Depot parking lot. They have huge parking lots at Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we can just handle up there.
You know
until
what?
You see your neighbors walking in to get some wood.
Right.
Damn it. You know what I would recommend? And there was a video that went viral 4 or 5 weeks ago of an armed forces guy. It got pulled over at a gas station, and then everyone has seen this video. And so some of the debate that broke out online was, well, he didn't pull over immediately. Okay, so we can debate the merits of that. But, I've thought about this. If I get pulled over and I want to drive somewhere safe, I'm going to call 911. And I'm going to tell them exactly, hey, there's an officer behind me. Here's where I'm at. You communicate with him and tell him what I'm doing. because that's kind of where we are these days. You know, I don't want, because I pulled over to try for my own safety, I don't want a gun drawn on me. It's just kind of where things are at right now.
Yeah. Yeah, de-escalation's always good.
That's
like the whole, it's the whole thing with, like, you know, you're talking about car chases. Like, well, there's a really good chance that if we don't have the car chase, then an innocent bystander, like, won't be harmed. There's a pretty good chance that won't happen, right? If they're weaving in and out of traffic in the opposite lane because police are chasing them, that's a problem. Now, I love the action value that it brings, especially when it happens right at 2 o'clock at the beginning of a show. Love it. That and Llamas Loose, I mean, top two. But, like, I mean, let's just maybe, like, get the helicopter and just follow him. We have drones now. We can watch the guy. We're probably tracking the guy already. We're probably good, right? That's kind of my thought. But there was the car insurance website that I'm always looking at. I'm always looking at car insurance, guys.
Is that because you're shopping or what's your deal?
It was the year's most successful excuses to get out of a speeding ticket.
Okay.
Right? I bet we know a bunch of these.
Well, yeah. I always tell the truth. I'm like, hey, officer, I was going a little fast. It's gotten me out of a lot of tickets, actually. Yeah.
That's actually on this thing. It breaks that down as well. We had a police officer tell us one time, the best excuse he's ever seen for somebody to get out of a ticket is if you have something on your hands. Because the police officers have these ticket books that they've had since they were a rookie, and they don't want to have to get a new one, and they don't want to mess it up. And so this officer pulled a guy over, and he was making love to a tub of butter while he was driving. And so he had butter all over his hands. And so the officer was like, once he made sure that the guy was sober, he wouldn't let him go on his way. And that's why I always have a bunch of butter with me in the car.
Why?
I thought that was in case you pulled some muffins out of the oven in your glove box.
That too. I've got a small convection oven as a glove compartment.
Convection 2 days in a row.
How do you make love to a tub of butter?
What do you mean?
Do you incorporate?
How do you not understand that?
A butter knife?
I don't think that's a good idea.
You don't spread it?
No.
I would. But I would make love to a tub of margarine, not butter.
Oh, right.
You guys can figure out the whole country crock thing.
Do you guys slightly melt it at all before you go to town?
No. I mean, it's room temperature in the car.
Yeah. Although in the summer. Yuck.
The last one on the list is 16 out, right? Late for a concert or a sporting event or a dinner reservation.
That works.
I feel like that wouldn't help. I am late for this thing I'm going to. And the officer's like, well, I would like to go to the game that you're going to.
Right. You should have left earlier. Sorry.
How high up is explosive diarrhea?
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Number five, I had to use the bathroom.
Yeah. My sister said she's used that excuse, and it helped.
Did she say?
Like, I have to pee really bad. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
She didn't say diarrhea.
No. No, she didn't say diarrhea.
Two deuces in one. I'm gonna come undone here, officer.
Officer, I've already had a pot of coffee and haven't gone number two yet.
Late for a funeral, late for a date.
Late for a funeral. Late for a funeral. You better be honest about that. That's some bad mojo to put out in the world. And how are you running late for a funeral?
That's the whole
thing. Couldn't get your tie tied right.
Well, it depends, because if you didn't like the person very much, but you felt like you needed to be there, you definitely are showing up right at time.
I was late for the last funeral I went to. I was sitting there thinking, I was late to the last funeral we went to, and I had to speed to get there.
Oh, no.
I was waiting for Ben in the lobby.
I sit in the back, and you can maybe sneak out before it's over. Gosh.
It is hard to sneak out on the front row.
And also, the thing about lying, though, is, like, if you're going to have a lie, you need to have some way to tie up all the knots. Like, or to tie up all the loose ends, I guess, I should say.
Untie the knots.
You know what I was going for.
See, it's too much work.
The lie is a string constantly. But have some. Like, I always was shocked watching. I know it's stupid. Like, Saved by the Bell, Zach Morris would just lie to get these girls. And then it was like, they're going to find out, okay? Right. They're going to find out what you're lying about, all right? One time he told a girl that he was going to go to prom with her, but then he lies, I can't go to prom. I can't. And then he goes to prom with someone else. She's going to see you at prom, dude. So, like, what are you lying for? So, like, the whole thing is, like, funerals. You better be able to have an obit on that person that died. Was right this, off the tongue.
Was this your plan all along to get to the plot points of Saved by the Bell?
No, but you guys have seen it. You've seen it done in stupid movies, too, where it's like a lie happens for no reason other than just like, just got me out of this one thing. Mm-hmm. Well, how does it help you? You got to complete the circle.
It keeps building and building. It's like, oh.
But it's funny that you pointed out Saved by the Bell, because really it's every sitcom formula, like Joey's whole life. Or
what did Joey lie about?
Or Art.
I would. The last time I watched the last time I watched Friends, there was some lie going on while Chandler was getting his hair cut, and we talked about it on the air, and Joey was somewhere, and the girl was there.
Kathy.
And then really, the whole premise of Three's Company is based on an elaborate lie that Mr. Furley heard through the bathroom pipes.
So on this list, all these things are... You know, most of the things on this list, I was, like you said, late for a funeral, late for a date, late to meet friends, doctor appointment, court appointment, late to drop off my child.
I'm late for my murder trial.
No child in the back seat, sir.
I need to use the bathroom, late for an interview, late for work. But the top three excuses people have used to get out are fascinating. Everyone else was going the same speed. That's exactly what I did to get out of that one ticket, and it worked.
Mm-hmm.
What is the percentage there? It says 22%.
22.
Does that mean 22% of the time it works, or 22% of the people use that?
22% of the people asked here. So
they've done that?
I think it's 22% of the time it works every time.
Second best excuse was medical emergency.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
But why wouldn't they just follow you to the hospital then?
They probably will after that,
They pull you over, though, and they stop you from getting to the emergency room.
That's when you just then, if you do that, you've got to go to a hospital.
Because you woke up and you couldn't breathe, but it turns out you just had gas.
Are you willing to go to a hospital to get out of the ticket?
Yes.
No.
To win, or are you willing? You should just take the ticket because the time investment's going to take.
Well, the problem
hospital
is
hospital bills are going to be
exactly
ridiculous.
Way more than
I'll just
a ticket.
Take the $90 and take defensive driving.
But I don't think they'd follow you up to the room. They just want to make sure. Okay, you're late because you're going to the hospital. Here, we'll give you a police escort there. Right. I don't think they'd stick around.
And then you do is you wait until if they're giving you an escort, you wait until they go past an exit ramp, and you just exit right quick.
And then the high-speed chase starts.
Yes.
It is interesting, but I'd take the $90 ticket or whatever the ticket costs because defensive driving is nothing.
Like the comedy driving is fun.
You think it's fun?
I say it's fun. It's just so stupid.
It's so stupid. You don't pay attention. It's like taking our iHeart training, though.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this thing just passed. All you got to do is hit next. You don't have to pay attention and nail the quiz.
No, we don't.
Christina Ray has the number one thing here. Because it says the most successful way to get out of a ticket is to just say, I didn't know I was speeding.
Honesty.
Oh.
I mean, I guess. You know, one thing I would say, too, I've got a thing on my car which shows, I don't know if y'all have this, it shows by the odometer the speed limit and what zone you're in. And sometimes it's just wrong.
Yeah.
Like in a 60, it's like it's 45 here, and I'm like confused. No, it's actually 60 here.
Sometimes you won't see a speed limit sign. I'm sorry.
No. I was just going to say, I think that the effectiveness of using that excuse directly correlates to the attractiveness of the person using it.
Yeah.
Like if you're some old kind of ugly, crusty old thing and you use that excuse, or like, that's not an excuse. Here's the ticket. You can appeal, you know, that whole thing. But if it's like, you know,
Christina.
Someone that looks like Christina. You're like, oh, yeah, really? You could have told me anything. Just drive safe out there.
I just have really nice police officers that pull me over.
I'd always heard back in the day that if you appeal a ticket, they're like, oh, man, that's the big urban myth. Mm-hmm. If you appeal a ticket, the officer won't show and it'll be thrown out of court.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
That idea. And so the same study said of all the people that appealed the ticket, 43% said they represented themselves and got out of a ticket. 43% of the people who said they've appealed. 35% hired a lawyer and say they got out of a ticket.
That's dumb to hire a lawyer.
It's way too much.
14% represented themselves and still got the ticket. And 7% hired a lawyer and still got the ticket.
That would suck so bad.
God.
Like, you paid like five times as much just to hire a lawyer.
I think those lawyers work on the percentage of what they save you.
Uh-huh.
And so, man, that is like the lowest form of lawyer hustle, dude.
That's some Saul Goodman stuff. Yeah.
Well, no, you know what it was? Do you guys remember? And it was different. It was, but the HBO show, The Night Of.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the racket John Turturro was on, except he was doing misdemeanors.
Yeah.
But that's that racket. Oh. That's like going out there and hustle and work. Oof. That's tough sledding.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Coming up next, we play the Today game. Then we got the Love Shack. And then we got a weekday update. We'll get into the Cowboys schedule and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All that's coming your way on the Ben and Skin Show, 97.1 The Eagle.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.